This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And it's time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, being presented today by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, and by Hawkeye Steel at Route 138 and I-55 White City. Build it to last. Build it with steel. Closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade Wednesday: September corn at 8.10 and 3 quarters, up 14 and 3 quarters. December, 8.16 and a half, up 16. For wheat, September, 8.99 and a quarter, up 10 and a quarter. December wheat, 9.13 and a half, up 10 and 3 quarters. September oats at 3.75 and 3 quarters, up 5 and a half. December oats at 3.77 and a quarter, up 5. August soybeans at $16.30, up 24 and 3 quarters. September beans, $16, up 23 and a half. November beans at $15.81 and a quarter, up 15 and a half. Soybean meal for August, $5.21.90, up $9.60. September, $500.10 a ton, up $8.50. And October, $4.84.40, up $7. And August soybean oil at $51.58, up $0.29. September at $51.79, up $0.27. October at $51.98, up $0.27. Now to the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois cut grain prices were higher on Wednesday afternoon. Soybean futures received a boost when the USDA announced the sale of 140,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to an unknown destination. In northern and western Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 15 to 19 cents stronger at $7.95 to $8.15, and soybeans gained 17 to 20 cents at $15.89 to $16.11. In central Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 15 cents higher at $8.10 to $8.25, and soybeans gained 15 to 16 cents at $16.08 to $16.28. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 15 to 16 cents at $7.99 to $8.41. Soybean bids mostly 15 cents higher at $16.06 to $16.16. And the cash wheat bids gained 11 cents on Wednesday at $8.73 to $9 even. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 10 cents stronger at $8.06 to $8.09. Soybeans gained 13 to 19 cents at $16.24 to $16.27, while the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended 7 cents lower at $7.93 to $8.03. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 10 to 13 cents stronger at $8.11 to $8.16. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 18 to 21 cents, with quotations at $16.31 to $16.36. Soft red winter wheat up a dime on Wednesday at $8.72 to $8.73, and the Milo ended 16 cents stronger at $7.21 to $7.22. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from $7.82 to $8.09. New crop soybean bids range from $15.46 to $15.62. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $7.95 to $8.22. New crop soybean bids at $15.55 to $15.71. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $8.02 to $8.30, new crop soybean bids at $15.53 to $15.86, and the new crop wheat bids for June, July 13 delivery, where they range from $7.73 to $8.12. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And checking our hog ink prices for corn delivered to Greenfield for August, $8.32, for September, $8.17, for corn delivered to Scottville, August, $8.24, September, $8.17. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for August, $15.99, and for September, $15.70, for wheat delivered to Scottville, $8.38 for August. And of course, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888 for more information. Again, the pre-opening prices: corn at Greenfield $8.32, corn at Scottville $8.24, beans at Greenfield or Scottville $15.99, and wheat at Scottville is $8.38.
Closing prices on Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle closed at 121.85, up 185. October 125.67, up 150. December at 128.15, up 97. August feeder cattle 139.77, up 112. September 140.30, up 130. October 141.45, up 132. And August lean hogs closed at 91.57, up 165. October 75.62, up 70. December at 73.62, up 37. Back to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, this time for the cash livestock report.
The closing livestock reports for Wednesday, August 8th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $3.24 higher. Carcass base price range 82 to 91 and a quarter. Weighted average 88.88. Hogs purchased in Illinois today 17,900. Illinois direct brown gilt trade steady 55 to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter sows steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 23 to 27. 450 to 550 pounds 25 to 30. Over 550 pounds at 28 to 32. Today's estimated receipts 1,850 and Tuesday's actuals 1,475. Pork carcass cutout, $92.48. That is down 32 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection. Hogs for today, 410,000. Last week, 409,000. A year ago, also 409,000, with week to date of 1,177,000. Cattle for today, 127,000. Last week and a year ago, both 128,000, with week to date of 381,000. Box beef cutout values were higher on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 192 fab loads with 83 trim. Choice, 181.42, up $1.52. Select at 175.35, and that is up $1.40. At the Fairview Livestock Auction on Tuesday, 251 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 2 to 3 higher. Slaughter cows and bulls steady. Steers, choice 2s to 3s from 112.5 to 118. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 112.25 to 117. Slaughter cows, breaking type, 80.75 to 86.5. High dressing, 87.5 to 90. Boning type cows, 75.75 to 79.75. Low dressing, 70 to 74.75. Lean cows, 64 to 69.5. With slaughter bulls, your grade 1s at 85 to 91. High dressing, 92 to 99. At the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville on Tuesday, 450 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 3 to 3.5 higher. Holstein steers 6 to 7 higher in a light test. Slaughter cows, bulls, and feeder cattle not reported. Steers, choice 2s to 3s, 114 to 118 and a quarter. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 108.5 to 113.75. Few high dressing, 114 to 115.75. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 113.75 to 119.75. At the Greenville Livestock Auction, 517 head sold today. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 1 to 2 higher. Holstein steers, 4 higher. Slaughter cows, bulls, and feeder cattle not reported. Steers, choice 2s to 3s, 112 to 116. Few low dressing, 107 to 111.5. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s from 108 to 110.5. Couple of high dressing, 111.5 to 112. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 112 to 115. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
And that's it for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City. Build it to last. Build it with steel. By Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, and by Farm Credit Services in Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet is making it exciting and easy to buy a new car or truck with Chevy's Total Confidence pricing. No need to negotiate because all new 2012 Chevy vehicles have the low price tag on them. Plus, with Chevy's Love It or Return It guarantee, if you don't love it, you can return it. Going on now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Radar weather being presented by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Still a few scattered showers across the midsection of the state right now. There is a 50-50 chance of rain today and a 40% likelihood tonight for mid-Illinois. High today 90, low tonight 63. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 80. Clear Friday night, low 55. Sunshine Saturday, high of 80. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low 63. And for Sunday, partly sunny, high 85. Sunday night, a 30% chance of rain, low 68. A slight chance of rain again Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday should be dry. High temperature on Monday, 85, back near 90 for Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, pressure rising, winds are light, skies are cloudy, still a few sprinkles, 66 degrees, and our weather watchers, Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 9/10 of an inch, Lang Family of Coffeen, 6/10, and a half inch here at RWSMI Studios along the banks, a beautiful Route 16. This radar weather update brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show presented by Seavers Equipment Company in Hemel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
By now, you know that Seavers JCB sells the complete line of JCB construction equipment. Yeah, we want to remind you of that just a few more times. Please remember that Seavers JCB sells the new generation side entry skid steer, the world's safest skid steer, backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, and also JCB ag equipment. For more information or to set up a demo, go to SeaversJCB.com or contact Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
And in the farm news this morning, WSMI's Tim Mai sat down with M&M crop consultant Bill Brink yesterday. Bill talked about the early harvest season and what he has seen in the cornfields.
Well, as most people know, we did our Montgomery County corn yield survey here recently, and interesting results. Now, some people think, and you know, I'm included, that probably the data this year doesn't mean a whole lot because of the extreme variability. But nevertheless, you know, once you stop taking a yield survey like this, if you stop a year, it's hard to get started again. So we wanted to just have some continuity here and come up with some data. And as a result of this, we came up with a county yield this year of 83.1 bushels per acre. Now, that compares to 143 in last year. But we went from a range of 28 bushel per acre in Walshville Township up to 146 bushel per acre in Harville Township. Now, we did the survey a little bit differently this year. In past years, we've gone to two fields and tested in two different areas for a total of four data points in each township. This year we only went into a field. We only took one data point, but we went into four different fields. So we still had four different spots in each township, but we had four different fields. I'm not sure, and all we did was just counted kernels, and we counted rows of kernels, and then we came back, and Robert Bellum from University of Illinois Extension put it on a spreadsheet and determined the yields. So again, we came up with a yield of 83.1 bushel per acre, which is kind of interesting because before we went out on the survey, there was a gentleman there that polled us, surveyed each of us as we came in, saying, what do you think the average corn yield will be in Montgomery County this year before we went into the field? And then he gave us the results of this after we came back with the actual data that we collected in the field. And we came up with a figure of about 85 bushel per acre. So we were pretty close even before we went into the field in that yield. Observations, as you would expect, stalk health is not good. A lot of corn was going down. There was some stalk rot out there. And I guess what surprised me is I didn't see a lot of, I did see some black layer, which is an indication of grain maturity, 35% or less. But most of the fields I went into is difficult to find black layer. But that might be kind of difficult this year because of the different kind of growing conditions. But harvest is underway. Talking to a producer just very recently, he started out with 141 in one field, and the yield has been going down since then. And I think this is the trend that we're going to see, that anything planted after Easter is not going to yield nearly as well as the corn fields that were planted beforehand. So it's kind of interesting. Again, I'm not sure how accurate this data will be, but at least it's in the book that we took this survey this year.
And what have you been able to gauge, if anything at all, from the yields to the soil in the fields? Because obviously the darker the soil, the better, everyone knows. Is that the case this year, or is even the best soil feeling the effects?
Well, that's a good point. The lighter colored soils are going to be stressed more, and you can see this in the field. Just like a year like this when we have such overwhelming heat and drought conditions, you get closer to a waterway or something like this, and you begin to see, where the soil is a little bit darker, a little bit more moisture. You can see, evidence of much better yield. One interesting thing was yesterday, Robert Bellum from the University of Illinois was telling me that consistently during July, the soil temperature at 4-inch on bare soil was in excess of 100 degrees, and I think the top was on something like 106 degrees or something like that. And if you have soil temperatures like that, no wonder, the root system is not functioning very well. I mean, the plant will shut down, and it just can't function that well under extreme conditions. So, whenever we get, dry, hot conditions like that, there's just no way that this plant is going to function very well. But, yeah, you can really pick out these lighter colored areas in the field. You walk into those areas and the plants are lodged, no ears at all. Then you walk into a different part of the field where we have, better soils, and you can see a little bit of production. But there is a dramatic difference this year.
As you've been talking to producers, what's been the mood? I mean, it's not like this is something that has snuck up on people. The drought's been evident for a while. Has it kind of been acceptance or still maybe shock of how bad it actually is?
Well, I'd say, it's across the board now. One thing that we have this year is we have that safety net of crop insurance. And, you see data that says, two-thirds of the farmers have crop insurance. And, obviously in some areas that percentage is probably low. There's probably, you know, more than that. So there is a safety net there with crop insurance. So, you know, this is just going to be, you know, kind of an unusual year, but, you know, not like what we had in the 80s, where we didn't have that safety net of crop insurance, where we had, you know, some interest rates and this type of thing. So I don't think it's going to have much effect on things. It might slow down the purchase of machinery and some things like this. But, you know, it's just going to be, you know, an experience that, you know, things kind of work out. And I'm sure, you know, once we get past this year, things will work out as well. And we'll, you know, look forward to next year. And I've had a lot of questions about what should I do next year? What kind of crop rotation? And, of course, you know, my answer to that question is, you know, do what you normally do. I mean, this is just, you know, an unusual year. I may not see it again for a number of years, and let's just go ahead with our regular rotation. Obviously, there's going to be, you know, some fertilizer that doesn't need to be put on this fall, but, you know, let's just plan accordingly, like next year will be a normal year. So it's just one of these unusual years, but we'll certainly get through it, thanks probably in large part to, you know, crop insurance.
And next week, M&M Service Company will host field days, as Bill explains.
Big day for M&M Service Company on August the 15th. I think registration starts about 8:30 at the plots there at Litchfield, at the fertilizer plant there. And the plot tours, I think, start about 9 o'clock. And we're going to spend a couple hours looking at the different plots, the variety plots, planting dates, weed control, a lot of different things to see out there. And then we're going to move to Lincolnland College for the meal. And then Dr. Darrell Good, who is the grain marketing specialist from University of Illinois, will be the speaker. And I'm sure he'll have some interesting comments regarding, you know, prices in the crop and so forth. So we're looking forward to the 15th. And then I might just add the University of Illinois Field Day at Urbana is the following day, August the 16th, starting at 7 o'clock at the South Farm there in Urbana. So, you know, some farmers might want to attend that as well. But a good time now to get good information. We've got an unusual year, so a lot of information is out there. And you know, we need to go to these field days to get the latest research information from university specialists.
M&M crop consultant Bill Brankin. More with Bill on the Noon Farm Show as he will update us on the state of the soybean crop. With the severe drought impacting most of the U.S., more than 1,500 counties across 32 states have been designated as disaster areas by USDA, giving qualified farmers access to low-interest emergency loans. USDA has also opened up more land for haying and grazing, along with working with crop insurance companies to give farmers a short grace period on unpaid insurance premiums. President Obama says the response to the drought has been an all-hands-on-deck response.
Obviously, we've got a lot more to do because a lot of folks are being affected by this. So the Department of Agriculture is announcing an additional $30 million to get more water to livestock and restore land impacted by drought. The National Credit Union Administration is allowing an additional 1,000 credit unions to increase lending to small businesses. The Department of Transportation is ready to help more commercial truck drivers to provide much needed supplies to farmers and ranchers. And the SBA, the Small Business Administration, is working with other government agencies to connect even more eligible farmers, ranchers, and businesses with low interest emergency loans, as well as counseling and workforce programs.
President says agencies need to continue working and will solicit ideas from others, including farmers and ranchers, to find additional ways to help. And he says, of course, Congress obviously has a big role in this.
Congress needs to pass a farm bill that will not only provide important disaster relief tools, but also make necessary reforms and give farmers the certainty that they deserve. That's the single best way that we can help rural communities, both in the short term, but also in the long term. And we've already seen some good bipartisan work done in the Senate. Now's the time for us to come together and go ahead and get this done.
The president hopes members of Congress will feel a greater sense of urgency on passing this legislation after visiting with constituents back home in rural communities. In the meantime, he says his administration will use the full extent of its powers to make sure it's responding appropriately. That's it for part two of the Morning Farm Show here on this Thursday morning, brought to you by Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.